the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, IMF program conditionalities forced government to reverse suspension of price stabilization and recovery levy on petroleum products. That's revelation from the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors. Also coming up, economist Professor Peter Korte warns increase in fuel prices due to the reversal of the suspension of the price stabilization and recovery levy could cause inflation to go up. And later on the Joy Business Journal, will highlight some misconceptions about insurance products hampering the growth of the sector in the informal economy. Details coming up. Happy Friday, everyone. Hello to our friends listening from Koforidua on KTU Radio. My name is Darrell Kwao. Government was forced to reverse the price stabilization and recovery levy on fuel prices due to the IMF program conditionalities. That's according to Chief Executive of the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors, Dr. Patrick Okofori. The reversal has resulted in significant increase in fuel prices, with diesel reaching almost 15 cedis a litre. Dr. Okofori has been sharing his frustrations about the move on PM Express Business Edition.
Because the headmaster is in town.
IMF is quickly, not happy with it.
Yes,
the
you cannot, because you've submitted your revenue profile, mm-hmm. where you are going to generate all this from. And 3 months or so into the year, you come back and change a certain guaranteed or assured revenue stream that, because either for whatever reason, because our boss wants to look good, or his bosses or the government wants to look good, they decided to take something away, which necessarily exposed that.
For but do you think it's a good thing? Because someone said it distorts your
The planning, because within 24 hours, the prices have started shaking here and there. There are certain products that if you really are for, and you are signing up for COP, whatever, and all those treaties, then I don't see why we should have taxes or levies on LPG, for instance.
Dr. Patrick Okofori is Chief Executive of the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors. There's a repeat of the conversation at 11 on the Joy News channel today. Now, the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana, COPEC, is calling for the rationalization of the price stabilization and recovery levy and the special petroleum tax. According to Executive Secretary Duncan Amwa, it is time for a broader conversation on the levies.
In the stabilization alone, if it was just 10 pesos, do half of that more, 70 million Ghana cedis. Are we saying we are subsidizing our fishermen to the tune of 70 million Ghana cedis every single month? That conversation has got to be had. Do we still need to keep the stabilization? If we do, does it have to remain at the rate at which it is? Government should take a second look at the special petroleum tax that it collects around 2 pesos. It should also look at the sanitation and pollution levy that it has slapped on all of us at 10 pesos. It should also look at other components of taxing that it has introduced in recent times.
That was Executive Secretary of COPEC, Duncan Amwa. Still with fuel prices, economist Professor Peter Korte is warning the recent price increases at the pumps as a result of the reintroduction of the price stabilization and recovery levy on petroleum products will have an impact on inflation. According to him, the fuel price hikes will affect cost of production, transport fares, and prices of goods and services.
It will, all things being equal. I mean, if other areas, if food production or other areas do not change, everything held constant, it certainly translates to higher prices. But, you know, sometimes other areas do better, and so it might try to dampen the effects of the fuel price increase. Otherwise, it will have some effects, except that the effect might not be as huge as one would expect, but there's certainly going to be some increase in inflation. In the past, when we have estimated the pass-through, we saw a 16% increase, contribution to inflation. Not an increase in inflation, but a contribution to inflation. Fuel price adjustments had in the past done so. Currently, I don't know how, you know, that estimation may change, but it may have some effect on inflation.
You heard economist Professor Peter Korte on the commodity market this morning. Crude oil selling at $90 a barrel. Gold lost more than $11, open trading at $2,279 an ounce. Cocoa trading this morning at $9,462 a ton after losing $62. Now, the Institute of Economic Affairs is calling on government to hand over management of the Electricity Company of Ghana to external experts while keeping the company state-owned. Director of Research, Dr. John Kwachi, said the current leadership is inefficient and causing financial losses to ECG.
The subsequent stability benefited from previous investments. The stable power has been achieved at considerable budgetary costs. The solution should include how to deal with the legacy debts, improving efficiency of the Electricity Company of Ghana, and moving to legitimate cost recovery tariffs. Consideration should be given to recruiting expert managers, wherever they may come from, to manage ECG under state ownership.
Dr. John Kwachi is Director of Research at the IEA. The Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNIT, is making a call on informal businesses to take advantage of its newly introduced scheme to participate in the country's pension program. A Deputy Director General of SNIT, Michael Addo, has been speaking to Joy Business.
Walk across to the nearest SNIT branch and register with us, or alternatively, better yet, a SNIT self-employed staff will be coming to your market or to your office to register you. We encourage you to join the self-employed scheme of SNIT and also benefit from the pensions that will accrue to you when you retire.
Michael Addo is a Deputy Director General at SNIT. So Ghana's insurance market is set to see both life and non-life insurance growth at double digits over the medium term. Overall, insurance penetration is projected to remain at 1% due to the population's lack of understanding of the benefits of life and non-life insurance coverage. Joy Business's James Hsien has been exploring some misconceptions about insurance among Ghana's informal sector players and comes through with this report.
Versus Kwame Nkrumah Circle in Accra, people going about with their normal daily activities, with most of them not signed up to any insurance policy.
Priscilla signed up for an insurance package with the expectation of getting her money after an unforeseen circumstance, but tells me she was shortchanged.
I don't fancy insurance again because I was serving with one of the banks and one of the tellers said that I should do insurance because I'm always coming to the bank and it's okay, fine. So they did hospital policy for me. So they pay me through that bank. So every month, they will just deduct 50 cents from my pay for 2 months with some 6 months or something. So that the 2 months reached, I went to the bank to ask for my money. They said that unless I've been admitted at the hospital with receipts and those things. So I decided, I told my boss not to pay me through that bank again. So now I don't fancy that insurance. And I don't believe in that because it's a scam.
You spoke about it being a scam. When you're going to sign up onto that insurance package, what were some of the information being given to you?
Actually, I'll blame the person who did it for me because maybe she wants clients. So she didn't explain it too deep for me. But if she did, I'll not do it.
The National Insurance Commission has admitted that low education on insurance is partly to be blamed for the country's low insurance coverage. This is because many individuals lack the knowledge of the need to insure or invest in insurance.
Insurance dwells a lot on education, and people tend to buy or spend their monies on what they appreciate.
For national service personnel like Linda, wants more to be done to improve the sector.
I actually went to the bank to create an account so I could be paying my school fees, and then I was approached over there. I don't know if it was an educational or... But I think I was told that every month, I think 100 cedis will be deducted from my account, and then after 3 years or 4 years, I could withdraw or something like that.
But you've not followed up?
I've not followed up, and no one is following up, so I don't even know what happened to my money. I'm not, yeah. You know, majority of us are not educated with regards to that. So I think that, I mean, even if you approach me and I say yes, you should do a follow-up, be sending text messages, oh, this is what's going on, your accounts, or like something, just be engaging us. I think that should help.
Thomas Labby, a car rental dealer, commended the sector players, but calls for more streamlined activities of the sector.
I'm using over so many cars, and the insurance, when you do the comprehensive, it helps you a lot.
Meanwhile, the Ghana Insurance